Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I'm Trisha. I work here at Thrifty Duchess, and it's my first job in Canada.
What?
Yes, I'm from California, and I came up here and I had a couple babies, and I've been at home raising them, so this is my first intro back into the working world.
Okay, so how long have you been in Canada for, though?
12 years.
12 years, okay.
Yeah.
How many babies did you have?
Two.
Woo, yeah. What are the ages?
11 and almost 9.
Boys
yeah,
or girls?
Maxwell and Ovi. Yeah, two boys.
Dang.
Named after my grandfather, not the hockey player.
Okay.
Must be noted.
There you go. And so this is your first foyer back into work?
Yeah, yeah. So back home, I mean, in my early 20s, I worked in retail at Bed Bath & Beyond, but then I moved on to physical therapy. But the older you get, the less you move. So I didn't really want to go back into a fitness career after being sedentary for so long.
And, right.
And also when you remove yourself from the working world, it's a little scary, you know, getting your feet wet again. So it's been good. It's been good. And Kathy's an amazing mentor. So it's just been a great experience. We're on our 7th week.
Yeah.
Well, we just completed our 6th week, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm keeping track of it because I started when they switched store owners here.
Right. And so this is the perfect job for you, though, getting back into the workforce.
It is.
You meet so many people.
Exactly, and I don't shut up, so it works perfectly. And I like to be helpful. So, you know, and you have the little wiggle room with what you're allowed to get away with here. So it's good to help the community as well.
Nice. And how are the boys doing?
They're very good. We're going to see Garfield tonight.
Are you?
Yes.
Exciting.
Yes, going to see it. Relive my youth or something, my childhood.
Yeah.
That's going way back. So.
Myself and Tanner were talking about that. Like, not.
Yeah. Oh, are you at this? Are you going 3D, though?
I'm going to whatever the late show is.
Oh, okay. 640, I think, was
the
latest. I think so. I might have just checked, like, earlier times. I don't know.
We try to go because it's me and my woman when the least amount of children will be there.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Good luck.
Yeah.
Good
He's
luck.
On his phone right now.
We don't have normal bedtime hours in this town. So you think you're getting out, you know, when
That's
kids
right.
should be in bed, but with the shift work.
You get a better show at 10 than you do at 6.
True. Probably true.
Yeah.
When the kids are hungry and.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so. Tell us a little bit about Thrifty Duchess, because like you said, it is new ownership.
It's a boutique consignment store located in the heart of downtown, I guess. What would you call this area, I guess? I don't know. We're right downtown in Town Hall building, and no one can find us because they think they're looking for a store that says Thrifty Duchess and not the Town Hall building.
Right.
So soon we'll have signage up outside.
Nice.
That's coming. It's all in the works. It's just taking time.
Yeah.
And, we move donations in and out as quick as we can. We're not here to get rich. It's more of a just a, what do they call it? Up use? And, you know, recycling, but upcycle.
Okay.
So, you know, try to use things. So even when we have junky clothes that we don't feel we should sell, we're turning them into rags for shop rags.
Oh,
so Kathy has her kitchen set up all cutting the the shirt's out perfectly squared, and so
nice.
We're just trying to use, you know, everything and reduce waste, basically.
Yeah,
so
cool.
And hang out and have fun. I get the fun job, so.
This is a cool place to hang out.
It really is. Yeah. And like the other day, for example, I spilled my coffee all over me right when I got to work.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful. Not only do I have a washer and dryer, but I had clothes in the meantime. So I don't know that many people have that luxury at their job.
That's hilarious. Yes. So your first trip back into the workforce has been going pretty well for you.
Very well. Yes, I couldn't have asked for a better boss, experience, place to just establish myself again. You know, you have all these promises. You could say for sure you had these skills 12 years ago, but I mean, short of avoiding dirty diapers, I'm not sure what my skills are.
Oh,
you know,
what are you talking about? Moms have the hardest job.
Right, so that's what it's like riding a bike. You still have all those skills, and you have a newfound confidence when you're in your 40s too.
Yeah.
I think, you know, when you're not in your young 20s, it's a whole new world. So it's good, and it's been good for the confidence and just establishing myself again post-divorce, post-raising the babies. You know, they're getting old enough now. They ride their scooters everywhere, so they don't need me.
Yeah.
Unless we got to go to Garfield.
They'll always need moms.
Yeah.
But yeah, moms like have so many transferable skills that they can bring to the workforce.
Right.
Like back in the day, I used to work in human resources, and I built my career with moms.
Oh,
like,
wow.
If it wasn't for the moms that like worked with me and helped like build my department, like, wouldn't have been able to do it. Like,
right.
Because to be a mom, you have to have so many, like, you have to be so flexible.
Yes. Yeah.
Anything
you just have to be ready.
Gotta go do it.
Which is good for my impulsive personality.
There you go.
You know, I work better unstructured, so.
Yeah.
Which is also nice about this place. You know, we're open 10 to 5, but.
Yeah.
You're 5.
Yeah.
10 to 5, but there's still a lot of flexibility there to do what you want. I forgot what I was saying. She distracted me.
That's all right.
ADHD
all the time.
Too. Yeah.
Listen, this podcast, I love when people come in and out. Like, we don't edit anything. So, like, everything we're seeing, that's what people are getting right now. So, I want to talk about California, though.
Okay.
Where in California are you from?
Central Valley. So, where the cows and orange trees are, not the stars.
Okay.
I grew up at the base of the foothills of Sequoia National Park, if you're familiar with Sequoia National Park.
A little bit.
Huge trees. People come from all over the world to explore it.
Yeah.
Just a small farm community, farm town, a lot of ranchers, a lot of rich kids, not me.
Yeah.
My first car was a Toyota Corolla hatchback that my sister gave me when she graduated college and got herself a new car.
What color?
It was like a silvery blue. And I used to say that she dressed up for Halloween and got stuck in a costume because I would drive her like a race car. I was known for doing donuts out on the softball field.
Yeah.
Not on the field because I had respect for that, but going out to the games, you know, driving like an idiot.
Yeah.
I've grown up a lot.
Just a little
maybe.
Bit. Maybe, yeah. So what was the move for? Like California to Fort McMurray or was
for love, I guess.
Straight to Fort Mac?
Yeah.
Oh, explain this one to me.
I was not prepared for how cold it gets.
Yeah.
I could not breathe. So, So I was married back home in California, and I discovered he was dating without me, and when I confronted him, he was like, I don't love you, I want a divorce, and I was like, oh, okay, good to know. And I needed attention, so 3 weeks later, I met a man living up here. So that, you know, so now I'm working on my second divorce, and I've done a lot of healing and growing and learning who I am. You know, it's a journey, you know, but if you don't have shame for all of the things people try to make you feel bad about, it's just life. It's just life and how it goes. So growing, learning, and me learning how to be a better human every day too. So
making stories.
Yeah. I'm full of the stories.
At the end of the day, like, that's all you got.
Right.
Good stories.
Well, when I was faced with the opportunity of moving here or not, my mom said, one, I wish I had an opportunity like that when I was younger. You know, she stayed in California her whole life and never traveled.
Yeah.
Not that she really wanted to necessarily, but just the option too, I guess.
Right.
And so she just said, you know, just go for it. What's the worst that could happen? But I don't think we realize how stupidly it would go.
Yeah.
Well, but I love the town, I love the city, I love my kids, and so it's all great,
Yeah, that's sweet. But the temperature swing must have been, like,
Brutal.
Aggressive.
Brutal. I still, I mean, I would still wear my winter boots today, and I just stopped because public shames me. Apparently, I don't know if it's a rite of passage as a Canadian, but if you can withstand more cold, you're like, that's like...
We're built different.
Like, I just want to be comfortably warm,
but
I feel like I have to compete a little and be a little cold so that I fit in better.
Listen, you want to hear about being cold. Listen to what I'm doing right now.
Okay.
So... I like showers, so I take like a hot shower.
Oh, you're doing the cold.
And so I take a hot shower, but for the last, like when it's over, I just go cold. I've been doing it for a month. I'm up to 2 minutes in the shower now with the cold water, just like.
You feel better?
Amazing.
Yeah, I've been reading about like how it resets your nervous system and does. Okay, maybe I just made that part up.
Yeah, whatever.
But it's got benefits, so I do that sometimes, but not most of the time.
So, but yeah, cold. But I'm born and raised in Fort McMurray, so.
Oh, okay.
I'm a little bit different.
Yeah, well, you have to go dip in the river. That's when you.
That's when you're really.
That's when you're real make
man.
It. Real man. Well, I knew a guy that was doing the ice baths, and he used his dumpster like his city trash can.
Yeah.
They cleaned it out, I hope,
yeah.
And then filled it with ice and water.
You
don't know.
I'm saying there's a very high likelihood.
Men that I know,
yeah.
Maybe not.
Oh, no. The dudes I know, definitely not.
The dudes I know are basically the dumpsters. So.
Yeah.
I'm a jilted woman. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
I love it. This is so awesome. So... You came up here, you're back.
Came up here, so I was I landed as a permanent resident.
Yeah.
And had my baby 1 month later. So then I just raised the kids up until it was time to get a job.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I finally have the time to make it work, and with the kids being older, so life happens and you just keep following it.
That's exactly it.
So, I don't know, you know, a lot of people don't like Fort McMurray and say they want to get out of here, but for me, I am where I am. Mm-hmm. You are where you are.
Yeah, it's all good, don't worry about it. It's recording, but you're good.
No, we're filming here.
Is the camera for sale?
Yeah. She's a regular customer.
I love it.
Her and her husband does what is this show? Sawdust and Spice.
Sawdust and Spice?
Is that what it is? Or Spices and Sawdust?
You should come on.
Michael.
Hey, we're filming right now. Do you want to be on the podcast?
We're filming here. I was telling him you have your own show.
I wouldn't call it a show.
He has a lot of YouTube followers.
More of a shit show.
Okay, cool. We'll talk to you for sure. Yeah. I love it.
The missus was trying to score you a new filming setup.
Okay, everybody
still there. She's still hustling over there for you.
She is.
He's going to do it after this is done.
Yeah.
See, I use my phone, I use camera, I've got video as well, video camera too. So.
I can't wait to hear all about your podcast.
Oh, he's so neat. Ex-Marine? No, Merchant Marine? Wait, what were you?
I was a Royal Marine.
Royal Marine. Okay, that's like what England calls it.
The British Royal Marine.
British Royal Marine.
Green Beret Special.
I mean, he was kind of cool.
Yeah. No big deal.
Don't cross him.
Yeah,
I'm sure his hands are still deadly.
Yeah.
In the kitchen, chopping.
That's awesome.
He actually, he brought me bread he baked recently, and it was very good.
Nice.
Filipino bread.
Nice.
It was so good.
Well, after we're done filming this, I'm going to talk to you next, if you're up for it, man.
I said to her, I don't want to go in today. I said, you go in, get what you want, and I'm going back out again.
Yeah.
Oh, no, now you've got to be a town celebrity.
Yeah. Cool, man. So, how does the movement of clothes here work? I've never really understood that.
Well, you want to make a donation, so you just come in, you hand us your stuff.
Yeah.
And we'll take everything except sports equipment, because it's a liability, you know, could break on someone, and we don't want to hurt anybody.
Right.
And toys. We're trying to stay away from toys and have it more of an uppity, boutique-y, you know, where you go and you find some, like, name brand thing you wouldn't typically go out to find.
Yeah, so that's right.
You don't want to have to trip over the toys, so just where we're headed. And then as soon as we get to it, we put it out, and then it goes. I frequently, whenever I put stuff out, because you get a lot of regulars, so they find the new stuff. They're good at it. And so as soon as I put stuff out, it goes. So I think I've decided most of the clothes that are here aren't ever going to go anywhere. Mm. I've decided.
Okay.
I mean, people still find treasures, but it's always like the newer, like, you know, there's finds in there, but I just so... we also, like, once a month go through the racks and say this has been here too long, or
right.
or we have this thing that if it jumps off the hanger, we get rid of it. And that's what I was telling you about the shop towels that Kathy's worked so hard on. So there's a use for it, but not to annoy us.
Yeah.
It's not allowed to annoy us.
Right.
If the piece of clothing is that annoying, gone.
It's gone.
Yeah, or if you look at it and you're like, well, I know why you were donated.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to waste a hanger in space with things just because it's a piece of fabric. But we are, like, we have a whole section of jeans, and it's all $2, where our jeans are actually $15, but these jeans, there's a stain or there's a hole, or but it's for crafters, or, you know, I mean, if you want a good pair of beat up jeans for something, you can use it for whatever you want.
That's right.
But for $2, so where can you do that?
That's right. That's amazing.
Yeah, such a good deal. So
people are constantly bringing stuff into you here, eh?
Yeah, like all the time.
It's wild.
Can we just step away?
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We're still in frame, or maybe not. I don't know. This show, we're not editing this. This is exactly how. Oh,
we're in it.
Out of time. Oh, listen, we're out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug.
Okay.
So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I don't know how to shout out. You should have told me to prepare. I'll say hi to Maxwell and Ovi Hewitt. They're my babies. So, hi guys.
There we go.
I'm famous.
Well,
Fort McMurray famous.
Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the lovely people at Coldwell Banker. We do appreciate all of your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Bye.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.